morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Now let's get back to Sam in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
It's 100 degrees, and you're outside running. For you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, hitting triple digits means showing off your six-pack abs and your room temperature IQ.
A heat stroke of genius.
5K, 10K, DOA.
End up like Jim Fix.
So the next time you're sitting in your air-conditioned car and see a man scamper along sizzling in the sun wearing sweat-soaked shorts, pay homage to this muggy day marathoner, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, a real American hero.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
You know, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
And good morning and welcome back. We are live on Tuesday, September 29th, and my beautiful Sherry's in the studio.
Oh, good morning. This is like the biggest ego boost ever coming in here.
Is it good?
Good morning.
Well, I do appreciate beauty, and you know
I only paid him $5 to say that.
You're going to give me a hard time, aren't you?
No, I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, well, that's good. I know we haven't seen each other in 4 days.
I know. It's been the four longest days of my life.
Really?
I realize I have
I'm sure it's all about me.
Sam, everything is about you.
Yeah, okay. You notice that, huh?
I'm learning lots of things. I've been up all morning, though.
Really?
Yes.
Doing what?
Well, I have a doctor's appointment later, and it's for the lady doctor. And I realized that going to the lady doctor is like getting ready for a date.
Really?
Yeah. So you got to shave the legs, like you got to lotion up, you got to do all these things. And as my
even
date,
when it's a lady doctor.
Yes, because you just, you know, you just got to look good and be good.
You're
know?
Just vain.
No, you don't want to go to a doctor all like whatever. And then plus is the most action I've had in a while.
Oh, so. I see. Okay. As long as someone goes down there, it's good.
Oh, it's better than my dates have been going lately. So yeah, so it's a good day.
Okay, cool.
But also, it's mainly your fault, though.
It
so
is.
You know that. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I could have gotten some last night, like someone, you know, an old flame, although, and I was like, no, because I've got Sam in the morning. I don't know why he couldn't be Sam in the afternoon. So I had to go to bed early.
So I can't believe you did this. So you didn't have sex because of the show.
Yeah, I got to get enough sleep because I don't want to come and be like, oh, I hate my life. Although I might have been glowing.
Exactly. So you might hate your life now that you didn't have any.
Yeah, it's all good. But, it's
okay,
all good.
You can
I'm
tell us about
here.
It later.
Oh. There's nothing to tell. That was it.
No. Well, we've got a special guest in the studio, and her name is Jamie or Solaris, right?
Hello.
Yes. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course.
So that's Solaris.
Yeah,
that's Solaris. I was looking for her name, and I was like, I couldn't find it, but I kept saying Solaris. I'm like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now I know. Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
She's very stellar, so she's into all kinds of space stuff.
Oh, yes, astrology. I like the astrology.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was talking about retrograde and everything this morning, and like my head is spinning. So
he's like, I'm with two freaks already.
I was trying not to get too spacey on him this early on.
Yeah, well, that's good, but we'll get to it in a minute. So how have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah, you've been
you
here a couple times before, and we loved you so much that we asked you to come back.
Yay.
You're always a lot of fun and stuff.
Aww.
Did your horoscope tell you were going to be coming back here?
No, but you know, I was on YouTube the other day, kind of being a little bit bored, and I was watching some like Evita, Eva Peron stuff, just from, you know, Madonna back in the day. And she was talking about how she was on a radio show, and it crossed my mind about how fun it was being on the radio show. And then
universe.
Next, wow. Yeah, the week later.
You.
Yeah, you manifested it. You see?
Manifested it.
I told you. It has worked.
Yeah, it does work with her. You'll have to still show me.
Well, once you start thinking positive, all the negatives happening to you, could you keep putting that out there?
That's true.
Change it up.
I know. Everybody's on me. I mean, you really on my back as far as like being negative and
well,
stuff.
Well, because I gotta come here every day with you. You think I want to walk into a bowl of negativity?
I don't know. Do I seem negative to you? I mean, come on.
You seem very positive and bubbly.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't see me as often as she does.
I was like, she's just a guest today. Of course, she's gonna be nice.
Yeah, you have to be a jerk towards me. She can be nice.
I can be the nice one.
No, Sam, you are nice, and you do, you know, you sparkle, but.
But
you know.
Listen, I'm the first one to admit I complain a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
when I eat. Every time they serve me something, I find something wrong with it. It's too hot. It's too cold.
I am disinviting you to my restaurant. Or if you come in, someone else is waiting on you.
I see. Okay.
So you have a restaurant? That's cool.
Well, no. Yeah, I don't have it. I work there.
Yeah. She owns the bathroom.
Only stall number 3.
Wow. So, Jamie, you've been busy, huh? I mean, I follow you on Facebook and everything, and you do all kinds of cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, my LA life has been very fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
How long have you been here now?
Now I've been here 3 months.
3 months already. Ooh. Wow.
From yeah. where? I'm sure you've already talked about this.
From Miami.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I'm from.
Yeah. Florida, really?
Yeah.
You are where?
That's true.
Kendall.
I totally forgot.
Kendall. I recorded my first couple of songs in Kendall.
Really?
No joke.
Did you grow up there?
No, but
I just claim Miami.
Well, I actually live more in like the Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay.
But I actually drove down to Kendall. I used to live in Weston,
uh-huh.
and I would drive down 75 all the way to Kendall to record probably like the first 4 songs I ever made
right on
my CD.
I have family in Weston and Fort Lauderdale all over.
Nice.
Very cool. Very
that's
cool.
That's awesome. So
yeah.
You're a Florida girl. I know a lot of Florida people are listening right now. So.
Really?
Hi, Florida.
Yeah,
hey,
between
Joel.
Both of you, there's a lot of Florida going on.
Absolutely. Well, I had my Florida friend. Apparently, he doesn't know the time difference. My friend, yeah. Cy. He messages me at 6 in the morning.
By the way, that's such a Florida name, Cy.
Cy, right?
You live on Miami Beach.
Totally. He messages
oh, my
me
God.
At like 6 in the morning California time being like, so are you on Channel 1 or Channel 2? And what exact time are you on the radio? I was like, it is way too early for this.
Yeah, don't ask me at 6 o'clock
yeah.
in the
my
morning.
My East Coast friends always do that when I first moved out here. Although even recently, I'm like, hello. They're like, sorry, I forgot.
I know.
I'm like, sorry, I'll wake you up at 3 in the morning now.
Yeah, right.
Aww. I know. I don't know what it is with the East Coast. They forget that we're behind, you know,
yeah.
in time
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, they remember when we call them at 3 in the morning.
That's
being
what I'm
like,
saying.
Oh, it's just midnight.
You woke me up.
Then they remember.
I love you guys.
So you're liking LA, right? I mean, are you going to go back to Miami, you think?
It's tough to say, and it's tough to yeah. say. There's a lot of outstanding factors right now that can sway me one way or the other, but I'm definitely leaning towards California.
Oh, wow. Who doesn't?
Yeah, California's so much better than Miami.
Yeah.
I really think so. I mean, weather alone, you know, plus people are a lot cooler out here.
Yeah, I think I'll always have some part of my heart, like, in Florida, and then some part of my heart in Boston, where I grew up, but I think L.A. might be the next chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem to be fitting in nicely. I mean, you know, not everybody has it like when it's kind of easy in the beginning, you know. And so what have you been doing? I mean, you get into all kinds of things, right?
Oh, gosh,
modeling
yeah.
and singing.
Modeling's been fun. We shot the Oktoberfest video for it a couple of days ago. And the billboard actually should be coming out right on the 10 freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that's
going
to be cool. So I never had a billboard before, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be kind of cool, huh?
It'll
bigger
really
than life and everything.
Larger than life, yep.
That's
so
very
that's
cool.
Fun.
Just don't forget to go look at it. I had a billboard up for the stupid reality, I mean for the reality show that I did. Don't ask which one, and there was a billboard of me on it, and I kept thinking I'm gonna go look at it, and it's like my dream, and then it's down already. I never
really?
Went and saw it. Yeah,
you know. Oh, I have to ask which one.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
She'll never come clean about that show.
I will in May when
oh.
it's a year.
Oh, I see.
Was it the tequila? I think
oh,
that's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the lesbian one.
We know you.
God, did you fill her in about me?
Yeah.
You had another shot, didn't you?
There's a lesbian reality show?
I missed it.
I don't know about it.
Not only is there a lesbian reality show with Tila Tequila, but then they had bisexual twins
mm-hmm.
that had to choose between guys and girls. So
oh,
they
really?
Took it up a notch.
Wow.
You're
and
a lot
TV,
of reality.
TV. I am.
Love it.
Yeah, it sounds like reality to me.
then you wonder why I watch so much of it.
Yeah,
how
I guess.
Exciting it is.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
So,
okay, cool.
So you've got the Oktoberfest thing going on. What
yeah.
else? Have you been recording any music?
Yeah, actually, I've been, in the studio, and I had just recorded this new song I co-wrote with Roby Banerjee called Choose Love, mm-hmm. and we played it for another one of his musicians, And she's like, oh, you should make that a musical. Your voice sounds like a musical. And so she has some connections in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I turned it into a musical.
Wow.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So now I have a musical, and it's called Choose Love.
I love the name.
It's really cool. It really is supposed to kind of touch and inspire the world about how to love and to how to merge the higher consciousness and the awareness of how to love people in a beautiful way and to have faith in that.
Mm. All right, we're getting Sam front row tickets.
Yeah, there you go. I need that.
I know. I'm dragging him there.
I bet Sam wants to see it.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So you brought us the song here. We might as well play it now. It's called Choose Love, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you recorded this when?
I recorded it a couple of months ago. About 2 months ago here in LA.
So it's pretty fresh. So this is like a musical type of thing?
Yep. This is the title track to the musical.
Wow. Okay.
You're trying to be brave. Sometimes you let me slip away. But can I kiss you awake from your confined imagination? All your deepest parts are shaking off the dark. What can we create? What will you make?
Choose love, Sherry.
I do too. And that song, yay! You have a really sweet tone. You remind me a little bit of just certain parts of your voice of Lea Salonga.
She's my favorite ever. I love her so much. No one knows who she is, and I love her so much.
I have her CDs and stuff. I love her. I grew up like on musicals, so.
Really?
Yeah, totally did.
Really?
I just pretend.
Is she from Miami? Is that how you guys know her?
No, she's a famous musical theater actress. Yes. She was in Miss Saigon. She was like the lead in Broadway version.
You heard her play, sing the voice of Jasmine in Aladdin, and you also heard her sing Mulan in Mulan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I forgot about that part.
Well, for all the Americans. She went Disney, so that also helped.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. That's a great compliment for Sherry.
Yeah. The tone of your voice is really
similar. She's actually the woman that inspired me to sing in the very first place.
Really?
So, oh, my God. She's my first inspiration.
I'm psychic.
You are psychic.
You're good. You're good.
Yay.
Or you're just putting out there what you mean to put out there.
I don't know. That's a flattery. Whenever I would listen to her CD as a kid, I would always stop singing because I would always feel so intimidated.
Yeah.
Her voice just seems so epic to me.
It is.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah. My voice is epic too. I just can't sing that high.
You'd be more of like a poetry spoken word type guy.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I sing and I love to sing, you know, but I like more contemporary stuff than that. And
like what?
I'll have to bring you a recording sometime.
Oh, do you have a recording?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Yeah, okay. It's in Hebrew.
From your bar mitzvah.
I could hear you doing like a good rendition of like Bad to the Bone or like something, you know? Yeah. I could hear you like driving down the street with your hydraulics.
You have people fooled.
Yeah. I'm more into George Michael, though.
Oh, gotta have faith.
Yeah.
See, and then immediately I just think of George Michael getting arrested in the bathroom. I'm like, that seems like something.
I figure that's what you think. What about his music?
No, I love his music. What are, yeah, what, I think like, he's which period genius. Of his life? Would you say like you love?
Well, I like Careless Whisper and
Good song. Stuff. Yeah. Good old song. Stuff,
that was like Wham days.
Right after that, actually, yeah.
One of my favorite albums from him is Listen Without Prejudice.
Yeah, that one's
like,
very good.
I think amazing songs on there.
It's
great.
A more like mature album. Yeah. And then he had, what was it called? 25 or something. 25. Yeah. And that was like his latest.
So you sing his songs in Hebrew?
No. I do, but not George Michael's.
Because I'd love to hear Careless Whisper in Hebrew.
I'm sure you would.
The Kayam.
Oh, man.
I just want to hear the falsetto.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm already picturing it all.
And I used to be able to reach very high notes once, but that was once.
When you were 12,
I think I kicked in the balls.
Yeah, you could sing really high then.
Uh-huh. So I heard.
Getting kicked in the balls is no fun, let me tell you. It's not supposed to be fun.
Right.
I was
like, well, it depends if you're paying for it or not. Some people find that really fun.
I guess that's true.
That's why it's cooler being a guy, because, you know, then you can just cheat and hit the high notes. Women have to work for it. We have to actually support with the diaphragm and stuff.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, but then they're in pain afterwards.
Yeah.
Which they really deserve.
Oh. We love men.
Yes, we do.
Ooh, really?
She picks up on everything.
Everything.
You know? Can't say a word here.
It's my grandfather used to do that.
Really?
Like everything that he would say, like he either had a song for or a response, and really? Now I realize I'm as annoying as he was. No, I love my grandpa.
Welcome to the world.
Loved him.
Wow. So this is cool. So what have you been doing for fun? I mean, do you go out and stuff?
Yeah. I actually, the other day, like 2 days ago, Brittany Flickinger had a birthday party, and she was sweet, and she invited me to that, so that was nice. Okay. I don't know if you've heard of her. She was on the BFF Paris Hilton show, and she won that and stuff.
Oh,
and then
really?
Before that, gosh, I don't know. I do lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But it all runs together.
Yeah. I mean, even the
alcohol.
Work you do is fun, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It, you know, all the work is fun, so I like that. So.
Yeah. Do you drink also sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. On occasion.
What do you think? Why she said all the days are running together? That's what that
means.
So
you jumped to the conclusion.
My roommate came home last night, and she just like stumbled in with my other new roommate for a month. And love that.
Temporary roommate, male version.
For a month maximum. And I gave her I was like, Monday through Friday, I have to be up really early. And she was like, you expect me to be quiet Monday through Friday? I'm like, you expect to live here? But she came like stumbling in, and she was like, what day is it today? And I'm like, wow, someone's had an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
So I know, like, when you have no concept of time. So lots of drinking for this one over here.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, I'm such a wild and crazy girl.
Yeah.
Well, you're young, though, aren't you?
I look younger than I am, but yeah.
You don't really want to say, do you?
I don't know. Are we supposed to? It's like Hollywood. Whenever you come in here, you become the mystery age.
You know what the good thing to do is? You just say you're older than you are. That way people are like, wow, you look great.
Yeah. I'm 50, actually, but I'm a MILF. No.
You look incredible.
Yeah, you've been called a MILF a few times, right? No, not a MILF. I'm sorry. Yeah, cougar.
Oh,
a cougar.
Sam,
you don't like
I'm
cougar,
so upset. I just got invited, you guys, to a cougar convention. I got an email that's like, you're invited to a cougar convention. I'm like, you're invited to an ass-kicking.
Cougar convention.
I seriously.
Oh, yeah. You should totally. Being a cougar is so much fun.
I'm not that old yet, woman. I'll embrace it when I'm there.
You don't have to be at all.
Well, our new guest just slipped into the studio, and his name is Jeff. And he looks like he's been hit by like a deer in a headlight.
It sounds like I came in at the right time. I wish I could slip into the cougar.
Yeah, there you go.
As a matter of fact.
Well, we just started that.
I prefer
just
being slithered into.
Just slithered. However you want it is fine with me. I'm trying to catch up here. Jeff, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Jamie or Solaris. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Jamie, nice to meet you too.
And you already met Cherry, right?
I sure did at our welcome breakfast.
Yes, there you go.
Brunch.
And we're talking to Jeff Rector, of course, who has a show right here on the station called Out There. And you sometimes seem to be out there, right?
That's where the name came from. What do you think I got the name?
We've got two spacey guests.
Ooh, are you into astrology, too?
Actually, my show's about science fiction, fantasy, and horror.
Yeah. So, yes.
In the entertainment world, which is really where Out There deals with. We talk about everything out there.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have you on my show. You sound like a pretty fun guest.
Yeah.
She's a fun guest.
Here's what confuses me. You know, you were talking about cougars and stuff, and where does the what does cougar end and puma begin? What's the age range on that?
I don't know. The cougars, to all that. I know.
Don't look at Sherry. She's not ready to be there yet.
I don't know. I think any relationship where the man is at least 10 years younger than the woman, you can totally be a cougar.
Really?
Oh, I got
Even at 30 years old?
20 years old and a cougar?
Well, okay.
Well, no, then the guy would be like 10.
Yeah. 30-year-old.
Then you'd just
be a
molester.
All right, I have a secret. I am 28, but I did date somebody who was 20. So, I felt like a cougar then. I was like taking care of him like a mom.
Yeah.
Wow, with a 20-year-old.
Did you dress him in the morning?
Sometimes.
And feed him, make him breakfast?
How come the boys don't have names? Like, if you're a cougar, then are they your cub?
No, cubs have mom.
I like that. I'm going to be like a cub. Like, I should start calling them the young men the cubs.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's true. Mm-hmm. No, I call them the lucky ones.
Lucky ones.
Lucky bastards, really, is the best term, but
So Jeff, how have you been?
I'm doing terrific.
Really?
I've done about 56 shows.
Really?
Now?
Oh, I started on the station.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, that's over a year then.
Almost one of the originals.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Jeff has been with us almost from the beginning. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's been here quite a while, and I've had to look at his face all this time.
I know. But Jeff, horrible.
Yeah.
And for those of you who haven't heard my show, it's every Sunday from 4 to 5. PM in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Love to have you call in and talk to my guest, because it is sci-fi, fantasy, and horror. I bring in my friends from Star Trek and Stargate,
mm-hmm.
and directors and composers. In fact, Surrogates, which was just released with Bruce Willis.
Right.
I'm going to be having the composer from that film coming
really?
In. We play some music cues.
That's cool.
Nice.
From the show and talk it up, and lots of exciting stuff in the sci-fi horror world.
Really?
So were you like always interested in all that kind of stuff? Like, you're like Trekkie and a nerd?
You know,
I'm to his house, he's got like everything science fiction, you know?
I'm a real sci-fi horror geek.
I've got
to tell you, I grew up with the, you know, Universal Monster movies and the Saturday afternoon double features and all that stuff. And actually, years later, I'm actually the official spokesman for the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. We produce the Saturn Awards every year, which is probably the most prestigious non-televised award show, because we get James Cameron and Steven Spielberg, and we get all the major
John Voight
players.
He's like an overachiever sci-fi geek.
Nice.
I'm at the top of the food chain
as far as
sci-fi geeks go.
At the conventions, do you dress up?
I actually did. I have dressed up in the past, but not as a Klingon with all the makeup. I think that's a bit much.
You're totally a Vulcan type.
And actually, as an actor, writer, director, and producer now, I did an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation when that was on, Sliders.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so
Sliders is fun.
I've done a lot of sci-fi horror genre stuff as an actor, and so it was great for me to, you know,
that
now I'm
really
sort of
cool.
living the geek dream.
You know what was cool that I missed? Quantum Leap. I wish they never discontinued that show. That was awesome.
That was a pretty cool show.
I love that show.
That was like a time travel show, right?
Yeah, he would leap when he would find out like the life purpose would be fulfilled. Then he would leap to another life, and he'd be like a black woman or something. Like, he would have to be like all these different roles, and then wake up in bed with a woman, and like all this other stuff. Like, he would leap into something, and it would be like the craziest situation, and he'd have to get out of it.
Scott Bakula played the lead in that show and did a great job. I met Scott a few times. Really nice guy. And then he went on to Star Trek Enterprise, the latest of the Star Trek series, as the captain of the Enterprise, and just a terrific actor and great guy. And because he had to be all these different characters, what a great job as an actor, huh? To play men, women, everything. I mean, it was really, really pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not interested in that genre at all.
No.
No. I mean, I
got one word for you.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry.
No. I watched Star Trek with my mom growing up, so she was really into it, and then I went and saw the movies. But beyond that, like, I won't go and see Lord of the Rings or anything. The only thing I ever loved in that genre was Clash of the Titans years ago, like the whole fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, the worst movie ever made in that genre.
No, I saw it.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
You really aren't into it.
I was a young girl.
You're stupid young. one girl.
Wow. And,
did you have unprotected sex, too?
Only 10 times.
Okay. Oh, good.
Listen, I completely respect it. It's just, you know, not my
thing. I know. I'm teasing.
She's into chick flicks and stuff, obviously, right?
I do like chick flicks.
The Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock.
I just went and saw the Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, you did? The Love Happens?
Love Happens.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but I want to see it.
You don't need to. Yeah.
Magnolia is my favorite movie.
I like dramas too.
Yeah, well, some movies are clearly made for men and some are for women, for sure. You know, there's a lot of action films out, you know, and
those are the guy flicks.
Yeah,
so
those are the
those.
Guy flicks.
I grew up on action flicks too, like my dad and everything.
Really?
Yeah, totally like that. Just sci-fi things that like I have to like. Yeah.
Like The Matrix. Have you seen The Matrix?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I
you
love
must have
the
liked
first
it,
one.
Right?
I love the first
Cause
one.
Because it's a thinking person's type of movie, you know? Yeah, really.
Oh,
not that you are, but
I was just
doesn't
like,
mean you can't still can't enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I saw she was enjoying the compliment, so I thought I'd.
Well, no, I was trying to figure out. I was like, did he say? I was trying to figure out if it was a compliment or an insult.
The first Matrix I thought was really great,
that's
and
the
then
one I
the
like.
Second
yeah.
and third really, you know, they just capitalized on the first one, and yeah, I didn't really get them either. They got too cerebral.
Yeah,
and. I didn't care for them as much, but it was a huge franchise for those guys.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I think the first one is because nobody knew what to expect,
right.
You know, and it just came out with these visuals and stuff and the storyline and everything, you know.
And every time you see it, you see something different.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it like 4 times and I get something different out of it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
probably the only movie I've ever seen more than once, really.
Really?
Yeah. I usually never watch movies again, you know, but...
I saw Grease in the movie theater 117 times. I am not lying. I was 3 years old and my dad... It was the movie that made me want to be an actress, and my dad would leave my sister and I in the theater for the whole run of it, like every Saturday and Sunday... Every showing, we would just sit there, and you'd come and pick us up at dinner time.
Really?
Yeah, I would like fell in love with it.
Wow.
I was like, I'm gonna be a star.
Oh,
here I am.
Oh, you were that unknown John Travolta stalker way back when that they could never find.
I was the unknown 3-year-old sitting in a theater by herself. Well, with my 5-year-old sister.
Yeah. But Jeff, you did your own film as well, right? Revamp.
I did.
Okay,
it's a vampire film. I wrote, directed, produced, and starred in it. Did the whole shebang. That's out on DVD right now.
Right.
You can rent it at Netflix.
Right. If you like vampire movies.
Get it at Blockbuster
movies,
Video.
Which is very popular
I
right now.
I do like
now.
Vampire
Absolutely.
Movies. I like them.
It's actually a very dark comedy. It's
really?
It's very funny, but it is a straight horror movie. It's not over the top like Love at First Bite. I really... Don't like those sticky, slip on
like
a banana peel and bite somebody, vampire comedies. But there was a lot of humor in it, and I got about 30 recognizable faces in it, and I pulled in a lot of favors,
nice.
And I'm very proud of it. We've got a sequel written, ready to go, so we'll see how the first one does, and
that'd be cool.
Hopefully have my own franchise.
So you're still casting? Yay. I take it back. I love sci-fi.
right?
I'm the worst networker ever. So
yeah, I'm going to kill you so bad in the next one, you have no idea. I'm going to rip you to pieces.
You could be the victim.
There you
I
go,
already
yeah.
am in my own life. It wouldn't be a far stretch.
I'm sorry, tell me your name again.
Jamie.
Hi. I'm actually 10 years older than you, so I think we could really be the flip-flop. I think we could
I'm
really
the
get
cougar,
something
baby.
Going
I'm
here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, I'll be the cougar.
No, you're just the dirty
this
old
time.
Man.
That's see, isn't that funny? When it's a woman, it's a cougar. When it's a
I
guy,
know.
It's a pervert.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
it's isn't
okay,
that,
so
isn't that
as an old man,
horrible
you're
how the guys always get the bad rap?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, but you get the good, you get when you become older, you become distinguished. We just become old and ugly and need plastic surgery. Okay, so it's only fair.
Well, not every guy ages nicely, you know. I mean, I've seen some that don't age very nicely at all, you know.
I don't know.
But,
I think you look great for 60.
Well, thank you.
So
well, fuck you.
That was said with the biggest smile.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. But Jeff, you're extremely handsome and you're aging very nicely. What are you?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you very much.
Nice.
No,
that's
but
like
I mean,
a backhanded compliment.
Don't you think he looks like a movie star? I mean, he
thank
definitely
you very much.
Looks the part. You know.
How old are you guys? I'm gonna tell you how old I am.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
But for Sam, for your show,
thank you.
I'll do that. And it actually brings up a topic I want to talk about. How old do you guys think I am?
38.
Love you.
He loves you.
Yeah. See, I'm smarter.
Yeah. Love you.
You said you're 10 years old.
I better not tell my age because then you may not go out. No, actually. 51 years old.
Wow.
You're 51?
Wow.
I was going to say like 45.
I'm hot.
I was going to say 45.
I'm pretty hot.
Wow.
No, you totally are now. At 45, you know, I was like, eh. 51 hot.
Hot. Oh, I'll tell you, you know, I'm. It's all in your head.
Yeah.
I'm still 18.
Yeah.
Up
yeah.
here, and I'm still out there having fun, and never been married, and still looking for. Actually, I'm not looking for Miss Wright. I'm looking for Miss Wright now.
I see. Okay.
And,
so you're at that
like
point
immediately.
Right
as soon as the show's over, immediately.
But let me tell you, you don't feel sorry for Jeff because he knows so many beautiful women.
Yeah.
You go to his parties and it's like a pageant there, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess that's not enough, huh? You're looking for a soulmate.
Yes, hundreds of beautiful women aren't enough. I'm still out there.
Always unhappy.
You really want monogamy. There. That's what
still
you want.
Out there searching. Yeah. I'm tired of these, you know, frivolous flings.
Yeah.
I'm really looking for something solid
now. I know, I really
look,
feel bad for it.
Jeff is the guy you don't go and hang out with as a woman. Like, unless you're, like, completely beautiful, because you can feel cute, and then you go around him and all the women, and you're like, all right, I belong in a doghouse. Tough life.
I got to tell you, I started taking these new Gano pills, mm-hmm. little plug here for Gano XL.
Is he just took out of his pocket?
Yeah. Just having them in my pocket.
What the
and,
hell is this?
No, it's not Valium. Yeah. it's Gano XL. They're made from the Gano mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Eastern medicine, they'd make tea and stuff with these Malaysian mushrooms, and they'd say it would help you live forever. Well, you know, back then, 80 to 90 was forever.
Right. Yeah.
And, but basically, I've lost weight, and I'm just people go, gosh, what have you done?
Yeah.
And I'm taking these pills, and they've got an oatmeal, and they've got a coffee, and all this great stuff. So
really?
And it check
helps
it
you
out.
Lose weight?
It helps you lose weight. What it does is clear all the junk out of your body and the intestines, where it all you know stays.
It
and
all
that,
stays.
That
there,
adds your stomach and everything else. And so it's anyway, I feel great.
Is
I look
all natural?
Great. And it's all natural, and you can go and you actually
forget it.
You can actually make money on it. You just have to, you know, buy $50 worth of products, and you're a distributor. Go to www.replaceyourpay.com, and if you're interested, everything's on the website. There's Fox News reports, all that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything more about it because I hate sales. But go to replaceyourpay.com if you like it.
So you get into
multi-level
right now. Okay.
Yeah. If you like it, just give me a call, 818-601-2082. Or if you're a cute 28-year-old like the girl in the – no. But that's all I say about it because I hate sales. I say go to the website and that's it. If you're interested, let me know.
No, that's good because, you know, usually with this multi-level marketing thing, you always start off with your friends and then you lose all of them, you know. So you got to be very careful. You know, people don't like to be sold.
My mom almost lost me. Like, she was doing Amway and I'm like, enough. I'm your daughter. The only money's coming from you.
So you might as well just buy the products yourself, Mom, because the money's going to me and it's going back to you.
Exactly.
So
yeah, but $50 is not a lot to get.
But I tell
started,
you, and right? it's and I'm healthy and I feel great and I got my parents on it and it's just that's all I'm going to say because I absolutely hate sales.
Sounds good. So where do we go to find out about it more?
www.replaceyourpay.com is the website, and then you can go to Jeff jeffrector@jeffrector.com. Email me and. And I'll set you up $50 a month. If you don't like it, you quit. You stop it. There's no long-term contract, and everybody that I know is losing weight, looking better. And you don't have to work out. I don't change my eating habits.
I was going to ask if you change your
eating.
Sounds
good.
No, and I'm, you know, I've got a sweet tooth, so I love the cakes and pies and stuff.
Yeah. And the young girls.
Still, and the young girls.
Very
and,
sweet.
Very sweet.
The sweet
and,
girls.
And very low calories, believe it or not. And it's working great.
Awesome. Well,
I've got something else I want to plug here.
Yeah.
Really quick. It's my friends from Canada have
oh my
made
God.
A calendar called the Asslympics calendar, and I'm going to pass this around to you guys. Yeah. It's promoting the Olympics next year, which are going to be in Vancouver, eh?
Yeah.
And
this is men's asses, right?
And it's
Sam's
one.
Like, don't
it's,
pass it my way.
It's one guy who's naked in every picture, and he's skiing, he's playing hockey. It's from the back, folks, not the It's not full frontal.
Right.
It's,
we got
it's
Mr.
Just
August.
Just from the back, but
Mr. September.
I'm helping him promote it because
that must have been a fun audition. Just turn around, line up.
So how are you connected with that, Jeff?
Well, they're friends of mine from Vancouver, Mike Dorian and his wife. His wife actually shot the was the photographer on it, and it's very funny and entertaining. It's sort of a coffee table calendar book. But what's great about it is they're donating 20% of all proceeds from the book to an AIDS foundation.
I see. Cool.
So not only is it fun and helping promote the Olympics, but it's also for a good cause too. And
It's very cool. It's a very funny calendar.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
it's figure skating cool. A guy like butt-ass naked with a feather boa around.
I know.
You know?
In the snow, you know. I mean,
it's cool.
That's why they're not doing full frontal on that one, you know, because
it's very cold. Yeah, it could be embarrassing.
Oh, no.
For the guy.
Wouldn't look very good.
The other side. But the AIDS charity is called AFQUAL, Artists for Quality of Life. Mm-hmm. And they help people. There's made up of volunteers, and they help people with AIDS, you know, have a better quality of life. So actually, he calls himself an athlete.
A what?
Athlete. So,
why?
Like athlete, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Do we have to spell it out for you? Yeah. I mean, you're cute and funny, honey, but come on. Keep up with the script. You can go to the website to find out more. www.getyourassoutthere.com.
Get your ass out there. There's the name.
They even included the name of my show in there.
There you go. Right. Somehow included in there.
There's a double plug there.
Yeah. Sam held the calendar for like 2.5
I can get the double plug
seconds.
Reference.
Yeah.
Sam, give the calendar back. You're looking at it a little too long.
That's too much man ass for me.
I'm not gay, but the guy's got a nice ass. I got to tell you. I'd be on a calendar.
Okay.
My ass looked that good.
Well, he's an athlete.
He's an athlete.
Athlete, not ass leak.
See, that's why I didn't get it. Because I kept thinking, why is he calling himself an ass leak?
Yeah. No, that's not.
See, can you understand now why I didn't follow it? I'm not really dumb. I'm just
no, but we know where your mind is at.
Surprise!
Hello.
Yeah.
I love this, your new co-host, Sam. Yeah,
she's
funny.
Amazing, isn't she?
She is amazing. Yeah. And she's taken the show to a whole new level.
Yeah, sometimes she's too funny for my own good.
Sometimes she's funnier than you, which isn't
he
hates good.
It.
Right? Listen, honey, no, you can't be so funny next time.
Actually,
you're making me look bad.
My friend Twitter to me, which is, I also just joined Twitter, not fun at all. But my friend just Twittered to me, or tweaked, or whatever you call it. He was like, so Sam must have hired you because he found someone that's not as funny as him. I was like, that's mean. Yeah.
Actually, that's ass Twitter.
I don't get it.
Ass Twitter. I don't know. Are you on Twitter, Jeff?
I am. You know what? It's a pretty cool tool. My buddy turned me onto it. And what a lot of people don't know is if you have Facebook and Twitter, if you post something to Twitter, it automatically shows up on your Facebook page.
Right,
so you're actually reaching twice the audience.
Yeah, and you're it takes less effort, but Twitter takes a lot of friggin' effort, you know? It's going to take you forever to get as many followers as you have friends on Facebook.
My friend just kept pushing it. Like, they've been asking me forever, and then he was like, Sherry, just go on it. I was like, all right, I'll try, and I'm there, and I'm like, I don't get this at all.
I know, because it's sort of like you're talking to people that you don't know, you know, but which also gives you a lot of exposure, you know, that you don't get on Facebook.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just the text.
Who are the strangers that are, like, following you? Like, it seems like spam people. Like, suddenly I have, like, all these
there
weirdos.
Is. I know. If you see, like, a beautiful chick following you, and she's following, like, 5,000 people, and nobody's following her, that's spam. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I like following, like, you know, the spiritual people. I read their stuff every day, and I'm all inspired. So that part's fun, like, to actually be on their pages. But then I feel like a groupie and a crazy.
Yeah.
But
and Jamie, you're very active on Facebook, right? You're, hooked on Facebook.
I love Facebook, but I hate Twitter because I joined Twitter in order to update my Facebook status very fast. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't work through my cell phone, so I just forgot it.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently, like, you should be able to text message your status to the Twitter, and then that would update it automatically to Facebook from your phone, because I don't have an iPhone or anything, because I think those are too complicated for me.
Okay.
So, way too hard. Yeah. So basically, it was supposed to update your Facebook status, but my phone apparently is a dinosaur and doesn't update it. So
it is a little dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur. With bling.
So Jamie, I'm gonna start following you. Not on Twitter. I'm just gonna start following you.
Yeah. Okay, well if you take the five
down
bus,
into the parking garage
and then you link it to another bus and to another bus, you'll be able to find me.
Yeah, Jamie's really original. She takes buses in L.A., which
what?
Is very hard to believe, but yeah.
Is that original?
Oh yeah, that's very
dumb.
That's a very safe place for a beautiful blonde 28-year-old to be doing. Yes, but, especially at night. I encourage it, especially after 12. Great idea. And bring a bottle of booze with you. You'll be a hit.
Yeah, well, she'll figure out L.A. She's only been here 3 months, but let's hope it just stays peaceful like it always is. But it will be because she's close to the stars and the planets and everything.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit
nothing
about
nothing like
this.
The stars and the planets to save you from a mugger on the bus. I'm telling you, Pluto, get over here.
Dude, okay.
This guy's hassling me.
I want to tell you this crazy story. Can I tell you a fun story about my transportation issues? Well, it was very funny. I was going to visit a friend because she was going to do my hair, and she was sick, so I couldn't hang out with her. So I had taken a bus to her house, and she's like, oh, let's do it a different day. And she didn't know I was really close by because I didn't want to make her feel bad. So she's like, yeah, you know, we'll hang out another day. So I was like, okay. So I walked down the street, and I decided just to go to hang out at a coffee shop, and I passed by this fairy. And she's like this full-sized fairy, and she has these wings and the gown and all that jazz. And so I was looking at her, and I was wearing these yellow high heels. And I looked at her, and she kind of glared at me, and she was blowing bubbles. So I was kind of confused.
She glared at you. Yeah, what's wrong with this weirdo?
I was like, oh, you're so pretty, you know, because I like fairies. And she was like...
But very pretty. She was very pretty.
She was very pretty. I was like, oh, you're so pretty. And she, like, looks at me and glares at me. I was like, all right. So I just kept walking, and then this guy to the left of me on the side of the street, he was like, oh, are your feet hurting? It seems like your feet would hurt. And I looked to the side of me, and he's, like, driving this double-decker tour bus. And I was like, okay, this is very strange and random. You don't normally get hit on by a guy that's driving a double-decker tour bus. So I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. My heels are fine. And so then I keep walking, and he keeps driving. And he was like, do you need a ride to Melrose? And ironically, my house
is... You needed
to
drive to Melrose.
Right off of Melrose. Because I'm staying right off of Melrose. I was like, yes, I do. Thanks. So I get up on the bus, and he drives me to the house. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very random.
Did you take the ferry with you?
No, but he said he was driving down the block, and he saw me talking to the ferry, and he recognized, you know, my bright yellow high heels. And then, you know, he went around the block, and he wanted to see what the ferry was doing, and he went back, and they realized they were filming her. Mm. So I guess she was playing a character. And then he stopped me, still saw me walking, like, a couple of, like, a block down. So he drove up and asked if I needed a ride because he thought my heels were hurting. But ironically, I did need a ride to Melrose, and he actually gave me one. So just randomly out of the blue, things just kind of synced up.
Well, the planets really were behind you on that
they
one.
They were behind me on that.
Can you imagine if you're sitting in middle America listening to this, like how insane we sound? There was just a ferry on the side of the street and a girl in yellow heels, a big tour bus comes and picks them up.
Hey, that's a movie.
I know.
I'm making notes. I'm writing this down.
It was so funny because if I wasn't going to wear those shoes that day, but I didn't.
Thank God you did.
Thank God I did.
No.
And it was funny because he's like, you know, he recognized me because of those. And then he went around the block and, you know, he was happening to go to where I needed to go. And he just picked me up and took me. It was just, it was very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And like an acid flashback.
I want to pick you up and take you.
Yeah.
It's so funny you say that. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a double decker when you do.
If you drive a big, sexy bus, then maybe I'll consider it.
Some like Beamers, some like double deckers.
Damn it.
You don't have either.
Note to self, get a double decker bus.
So, Jamie, you were talking about retrograde. What does that mean?
Well, we just finished the Mercury retrograde today, which is very good. So basically, since we all orbit around the sun, you know, on the Earth, and Mercury is in between the Earth and the sun. So there's a certain part in the orbit that it looks like Mercury is actually going backwards. Mm. And so that happens for 3 weeks, three times a year. So it started September 6th, and it just ended today. Mm-hmm. So you'll start to see all the technology and all the transportation problems will iron themselves out. and you're not really going to have to worry about that anymore. So
really?
All your computers that are down,
yeah, haven't you, have you noticed any of that? No, it really does affect.
Yeah.
It really does, yeah. 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 So, you know,
so those traffic tickets I got,
they don't count.
They're just going to take care of themselves.
They're
going to iron themselves out,
court,
will they?
You go to court and you blame it on Mercury retrograde. Yeah. And you're like, you need to bring that in. Mercury comes in.
Totally.
Your Honor, it was the Mercury retrograde.
I'd like to bring in as a witness Mercury.
If I were the judge, I'd be like, sold, you are. Free to go.
All right,
Jamie,
time to get
here
you.
Is my witness. She's going to explain it all to you.
Right.
She's the expert.
I'd be like, actually, the gravitational pull, really, actually.
So, Jamie, I've got to ask you. I just had a birthday.
Ooh.
2 weeks ago, September 12th.
Yes. Oh, Virgo.
Happy birthday.
So Virgo.
Happy
birthday.
What's in my retrograde and what can I look forward to?
What's in your retrograde?
Actually, what's really
what's in your retrograde is more important.
What's really cool about that is, you know, being a Virgo, you know you're a healer and you like to you know, heal people and help them go through their situations. You're a really good counselor and people come to you for advice because you're very
actually,
logical.
Actually, they do.
Yeah, and you don't let your emotions overrule you. You see things very cut and dry and you can explain to people the way it is.
That's
and
right.
On your birthday, the sun returns to the position in the sky that it was when you were born. And that happens every 365 days.
Mm.
And so you can tell for a whole year what's coming up for you based upon what's called your solar return. So it's very
wow. I'm still waiting for my IRS return. So hopefully the solar return's a little quicker.
I want a reading.
You're so cute. You can always get readings. You can actually go to my website.
No, I don't want to pay for them.
Oh.
Well, she's got to make a living.
I'll give you a little reading for free if you want.
Okay.
The rest of the people can go to www.fairyastrology.com.
Oh, nice.
But for you, what's your birthday?
July 27th.
Oh, you were a Leo.
Yes, it wasn't obvious.
No, it wasn't
she
obvious.
She knows everything about astrology. This
That's
girl.
About all I know is like birth signs, like birth dates.
Actually, it'd be very fun if you did a little
excuse
chart
me, I'm having a reading.
For both you guys.
Yeah. I already did Sam's. He's
oh,
a
you
Scorpio
did.
Rising.
Yes, a Scorpio rising.
That's why
wow,
he is.
Look at you.
And she remembers, too.
Yeah, he's 2 degrees Scorpio rising. You're just barely a Scorpio rising.
Okay.
And he's a Taurus.
That's
he's
where the
cool.
dirty side
yeah.
comes in. That's Scorpio side
well,
of you.
Yeah. Scorpio is
Scorpio
a very
rising.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's,
yeah. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Scorpio rising into the retrograde.
So for you, you're a Leo. That's why you're very good about being a radio personality, because you're very much a performer and being in center stage and, you know, receiving the limelight and all of that. That's very natural for you.
Yeah.
What, can I ask what year you're born?
74.
1974. Then that means that your past life planet would be in Sagittarius. Be in Gemini. You are a really good communicator, so in a past life, you mastered the art of communication.
So you masturbated. That life.
I masturbated the art of communication.
She's like, that's no big deal. I'll do it in my current life,
I do it in all my lives.
Sorry. It's never stopped.
So you mastered the art of communication because you were a Gemini in a past life. In this lifetime, you're going to become a Sagittarius type of personality. So you're somebody that came here to develop wisdom, as well as traveling internationally, going to Europe overseas. That's very good for your life purpose, and you came here to have something of depth and of substance to communicate to others. So first you're going on the journey of self-discovery so you can learn the wisdom for yourself, and then you're going to be communicating it to other people. So it's really cool that you're here on the radio because you came here to talk about something of meaning.
Yes, getting right. some.
She hasn't gotten to it yet.
No, actually, go to her website. She's really good.
And what time of day are you born?
7:12 a.m.
Oh, so are you, what city?
Miami.
Oh, yeah, right, of course. We were talking about Miami. So you're actually a Leo rising.
Leo rising.
I would believe you would be because I'd have to double check it on my
or I
software.
Might be 7:12 p.m.
Oh, no.
Which I think I might be an Aries, right? Would that make me an Aries? Because I looked up one time. Is anyone really interested in this except me?
If you were 7:12 p.m., you'd be an Aquarius rising.
Oh.
But
if
you want, you know what, ask your parents or something or find your birth certificate and tell me, and then I'll do your chart for you.
I'd love that.
Sounds good.
Actually, my father taught astrology classes for a while.
Very
Our
cool.
family was very close with Carol Reiter, mm-hmm. who was the astrologer to the stars.
Really?
Before he died. And he was one of the top astrologers in the world, and certainly number one in Hollywood.
It's right. awesome. So I used to go with my mom growing up all the time.
Nice.
She always went and got her readings, and I'd go and sit there and just listen.
But
and
see,
watch.
You're very spiritual,
yeah.
So I didn't normally plug you for Leo, because even though Leos are they're very cool, generally people who are more spiritual are water signs. So I thought that you would have some water in you.
Gotcha.
But, you know, being July 27th,
I'm on the cusp.
You are on the cusp of cancer. So you might still have some cancer planets in you.
All right.
Wow. We'll check. We'll
you check got a lot of planets in you.
Lucky.
Sorry, that just like...
Pluto or Uranus?
Pluto in my anus.
What time of day are you born? Jeff, what time of day are you born?
He's still thinking about Pluto in my anus.
He's thinking... He's still I'm still Uranus. Stuck on that one. I'm like, did she just
still
say
stuck in me.
My anus? I said September 12th.
Yeah, but what time of day?
Oh, what time of day? 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. So if you're 6 to 8 a.m. would be a Virgo, Virgo rising. 6 to 8 p.m. would be a Pisces rising. Mm-hmm. That would make sense because that would actually get you that whole sci-fi fantasy vibe going on. Because Virgos are so reality-based, but you're into the fantasy-based. So that would be the Pisces rising influence.
Wow.
That explains it.
Yeah, there you go.
So being a Pisces rising, since we just moved into Libra right now, it puts Libra in your eighth house of sex. So fortunately for you, it's going to be a very good month for you.
Wow.
Woo!
The eighth house of sex?
Love this woman.
All right.
So much he's following her out of here.
Yeah.
Please make a note of it.
Yeah. That was what? The eighth house of sex?
Yeah, the eighth house.
I knew you heard that.
I can't wait for the tenth house.
Where the hell is that house?
The tenth house is actually...
fun house.
4, 5, 7, 8 in your dreams.
By the way, Sam, for you, your eighth house is in Gemini, so that would be in June for you.
What would happen in June? Sex?
Yes.
I gotta wait.
You gotta wait till June.
Yeah, I gotta wait the whole friggin' year for this.
I just picture you, Sam, map questing the eighth house.
Something to look forward to.
Can I move to the seventh one for now?
Can I swap out houses just for a week?
Can I go house hopping?
But that's amazing. I mean, it's very admirable that you know all this stuff, you know? I mean, how long have you been doing this? For a long time?
Yeah, actually, you know what's so funny? I got tutored by this woman, Josephine Alvarez, and she's just coming out with a novel, actually, which is really cool. So I've been doing this for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, her novel
that's
is amazing.
That's not long to like know as much as you know.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love astrology. It helps predict things to the day, and it allows you to really have a good perspective when things go wrong, because you're like, oh, it's just going to pass. It's just going to go by.
So really? How's the rest of the day going to go for us?
Well, good for you.
You're at the eighth house.
Yeah.
But no, the criticism about astrology is that people are like, oh, well, that can fit any sign, you know? But as she was giving me my reading, like, would you say that that fit you, like if she had given you that reading?
I don't know. No.
Like, do you really want to change the world?
Yes.
He started the radio station.
That's
true. He's already changing the world.
That's true.
Yeah. It is. That's very true.
But, you know, in numerology, they told me that my numbers are like called the builders of the universe or something.
Ooh.
You know, like Bill Gates is that and mm-hmm. and all that stuff, so I'm like in good company, so that should be good. Yeah,
yeah, for
but,
sure.
But yeah, I mean, I'm totally into building things and stuff like that, you
yeah
know? But no, I mean, Sherry needs to be Oprah. I mean, there's no ifs and buts about it. She's not going to stop.
And so, well, I've decided, I mean, my path is definitely going to have to be different now. Because, again, Oprah doesn't talk about cum on her face.
Oh, you'd be amazed what Oprah talks
Jeez,
about.
Jeez, I'm sorry I missed that part of the show earlier. Damn it.
You could just listen to every past show. It comes up at least once a show. And I wouldn't make this one
any
different.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it depends who you are.
If you're me, it's a great thing.
All right, we're going to take a short break, folks, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
I've been trying to find a situation to straighten out my life, 'cause in every part that I've been playing, something isn't right. Cause if what you do is a good feeling, working from your soul, and the love you give to the thing you do can only make it grow. I
so is appendicitis.
Now let's get back to Sam in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
I like this one. Greg just made it for me.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's good with that stuff.
Greg Rempe.
Greg Rempe. He has the barbecue show here, and he's the voice of our station. He does all
He does a great job. He made a promo for me. That's terrific.
Really?
Yeah,
cool.
Really great guy. Thanks, Greg. Shout out to Greg Rempe.
Yes, very, very generous man. And, let's just give him a plug. He's got Barbecue Central Tuesdays, which is today at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific. So don't miss that if you like to eat. I wanted to bring up the topic of Mackenzie Phillips. Ooh. You guys have heard of of her book, just came out and everything. Do you know what's going on, Jeff?
It's called Starfucker.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Is that what it's called?
Drugs and Starfucking, I think was the title.
It's actually called High on Arrival.
Right.
Oh, I stand corrected.
No,
that's just what it's about.
Right, exactly. No, I just watched her on Oprah.
You did watch her on Oprah?
Yeah, I was blown away by the interview.
Really?
Yeah.
So you believe that she's telling the truth and
everything,
right? Absolutely.
About Michael Jackson?
No, actually, Jagger. It was Mick Jagger that she talked about fucking.
Oh.
But
it was probably Michael Jackson, too. She got around.
It's very likely. Well, do you know the main part of her story?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
The
shocker.
The shocker is that for 10 years, she was sleeping with her father.
Right.
She was having an incestuous relationship with him.
Oh, I did read that,
yeah.
So, yeah, she did get around.
Yeah. And now there's a new line that she says, your father's supposed to protect you, not to fuck you.
Yeah.
You know? And on page 108 in her book, I also know that.
You went right to the 108.
Yeah, well, Oprah mentioned it.
Yeah, she did.
So, I'm about to read the book also. I think it's pretty fascinating. It's amazing how all these biographies, almost without an exception, they all have like drug problems or have had drug problems in their lives. You know?
Well, that's usually when people, like when you go down that road and you have like things like that happen in your life, is usually when you find your way out of it. That's like when it, you know, she said this is the time for her story. Like she wasn't ready to talk about this before. And now, you know, she's come to terms with all that.
Yeah. I mean, how do you talk about it? You know?
I don't know. I mean, at first, like the crazy thing is that she said that, I mean, it's incestual no matter what, but the fact that it was consensual after a while, you know?
It was, like, huh?
Yeah. That's.
A year is one thing.
10 years.
10 years. She must have liked it or something. I mean, that's going on a little long, folks.
Yeah, but you'd imagine she'd be pretty screwed up anyway.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Well, she started doing drugs with her dad like at 11 years old. Like he was giving her coke and stuff. So,
yeah.
It's not like she was thinking clearly. And also, I think she looked up to her dad so much, you know, and he was such like in the limelight that I think part of that insecure part of her was probably like loving, right. Not really realizing, but loving that attention from him.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, like, they translate it as love.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And then she felt like she was the only one needed, you know, because she had other sisters and she was the chosen one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even though it's as fucked up, like, but just, I think it's,
there's
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, they justify it in their,
right.
in their own
absolutely.
Mind.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, any sort of, I mean, when you're that young, I mean, even though it started at 18, like there's such like a power, you know, struggle and you suddenly like start thinking about it being your fault and you question yourself. And then you, after a while, I think you just kind of go along with it, you know?
So it only started at 18?
She
was wasn't a minor when he did this.
No, but I think they had,
I thought I read that she was younger than that,
yeah.
that she was a minor.
She woke up and her pants were down to her knees and all that.
See, she said she was sex from the time she was 18 till she was 28.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Which, I know, you still have...
Now, that's weird.
Yeah, but she was doing drugs since the time...
Yeah, that's true.
She was 11 years old. She said that there was so much alcohol and all that stuff involved that she doesn't know if it was the first time. That was the main thing, that's right.
Yeah.
She didn't know if 18 years old was the first time she did it. It was just the first time that she was... like cognizant enough to realize that she was in bed with her dad.
Yeah.
You know, but she couldn't remember if it was the first time or not.
Right, right.
I don't know.
There's a lot of controversy because a lot of people claim that she's making it up, you know, to make some money, you know, to become famous and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, especially people that loved her dad and stuff, you know, so...
But if she was making it up, why wouldn't she say that, you know, he raped her, she was really young? Like, why would she come out and say that she agreed to it, that it was consensual? Like, why would you go that far?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Besides, it's funny because they had some experts on TV to analyze her facial expressions and all that stuff when she was telling the story to see if she's lying or not, you know?
And what did they say?
Well, they said she seemed pretty genuine, you know?
Is the father still alive?
No,
he's
died.
Dead. Yeah. John Phillips, right?
Yeah, and she said, from the mamas and the papas,
right.
She said that on his deathbed that she went and told him that she forgave him
Really?
Yeah. And she said it wasn't about him. She said forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about yourself.
It
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
And being able to move on and everything.
It is.
Wow.
And, I mean,
yeah,
it's a moving story.
You know, Mick Jagger, and obviously she you know, slept with a lot of stars and whatever. But you'd think, yeah, there'd be enough to get back in the limelight and write a book. You wouldn't lie about, you know, incest just to... It
honestly,
doesn't make
if you
sense.
Saw, yeah, if you saw her face and you watched the interview, I mean, it was real.
She was
and Valerie Bertinelli came out there with her and stuff.
Oh, was she there too?
Well, they brought her out and they surprised Mackenzie, at the end. And then Valerie apologized to her about, you know, not being a good friend and a good sister and being there for her all the time. And if I would have known, I would have been, you know, it was like...
Yeah, she's had her own problems.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. She was like, I was involved in my own life, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But, Mackenzie, her main thing was that, you know, it was time to tell the story, and she wasn't ready before, and, you know, now she is, and she wants to put a voice and a face to, you know, other women out there, because she said she knows she's not alone in the consensual part, you know what I mean?
Right.
So. Well, if that, you know, helps bring other women out or girls that have been abused, then it's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's
awareness, really.
Yeah. Even if she started at 18, obviously, you know, she's been abused in many different ways with the drugs and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, where's her judgment? You know, I mean, you can't go and say, oh, you know, you actually enjoyed it or it was consensual.
She wasn't
everything.
Thinking clearly for all those years of her life. I mean, I guess Mick Jagger even said, you know, her father had brought out drugs in front of all of them and she was doing them with her dad. And Mick Jagger said to the dad, like, why are you doing that in front of your child? And he was like, oh, Mac and I have been best friends for years.
Really?
Like, that's the way, I mean, he was never, like, in reality.
So he viewed her as a friend.
You know what? She was 18, because in the article I read, this is really creepy, they did have sex at 18 was the first time, because Mick Jagger said to her, and it's in the book, I've been waiting... He met her when she was 11. I've been waiting 7 years for this.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's what he told
her. Oh, they were like, I guess, all partying together upstairs. And then Mick Jagger said to the dad, like, I want some tuna salad. And basically was getting you know, John Phillips out of the room. And then he locked the door behind John Phillips and he was with Mackenzie. And he said, I've been waiting till you're 18 or 7 years to do this. And then he seduced him. And then the dad was banging on the door trying to, like, get in. And I guess was really jealous or whatever. But then also worried about his daughter, because they had that whole, you know, daughter. And then...
Yeah, he got jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't worried about it. He was jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it wasn't, don't touch my daughter. It's don't touch my girlfriend. You know what? That's creepy.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing was, I don't know. I watched the show twice, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
pretty powerful stuff,
definitely.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was really brave of her to come, you know, clean. Not clean, but, you know, it's hard to say that you wanted to have sex with your dad.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Well, the question I want to know, is she clean and sober now, or is she still messed up?
For a year. She was clean and sober for 10 years, and then she was on the way to a one-day-at-a-time reunion, and she got caught at LAX with heroin and coke. And
really?
So she's been now clean for a year.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not a long time.
No, not at all. And, I mean, you know, she was clean straight for 10 years, and then one day just picked it up, and that was the day she got caught.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And what is she, like 50, 52 years old,
maybe?
Yeah,
she's in her 50s. I don't know the exact age.
Yeah, wow.
Perfect for me.
Yeah. You better be careful.
Not.
With these messed up women.
Wait till
man.
She gets back on drugs, then she'll be great for you.
Yeah.
She'll be real easy.
So Jeff, you're looking for marriage material now, right?
You know, I really am. I'm at that point in my life where, you know, I've had fun, and but I really... You know, want to find somebody special, and I'm not. You know, I don't want a 4-year California marriage.
Right,
I don't want these quickie marriages that end, and you know, you start to have kids, and then you got to split everything up. It's you know, I really want somebody. I want to do it once. I want to do it right.
Don't worry, Sam will talk you out of it.
He's no, been he's working on me. Can you give me some advice, Sam?
He needs to experience it a little bit, you know. But I mean, obviously, you got all this out of your system and everything. You've been single for many years and stuff. So I think it's time, you know.
51, if I do the math.
But I think eventually, you know, every man needs someone, you know. I mean, you want to settle down. You need to have somebody there, you know. And
you know what it is? It's obviously the sex has to be good, you know, in that situation, because that's your partner for life. But it's the other side that it's that support, it's that partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is a partnership. Take take the bedroom out of the equation. Right. You got to have fun together. You're going to support each other in the business and whatever you're doing and in life. And it's that other side that completes mm-hmm. you. And that's what I'm missing.
Yeah, you need that. You need that soul connection or something.
Yeah. Whatever that
something.
Is.
Something. You need kind that soul connection. Something in your life, yeah. Jeff.
And from what I understand, I wouldn't worry about the sex because that supposedly ends when you're married. I wouldn't really worry about that part. Yeah.
have a long
engagement.
That's right.
Get all your sex in.
I dated a girl and it got to the point where we were only having sex twice a month. And I go, shit, I might as well get married. At least I get the tax break from it.
And someone to cook for you and do the laundry.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I totally
And even that wasn't happening. So it's like, I think it's time to end this.
Yeah. What do you think, Jamie? You think he's going to find someone anytime soon? I mean, what do the stars say?
Well, you're 51, right?
Yes, let's just keep.
She's like, let's just
keep
go
announcing
to comments
the number
soon.
Over and over again.
Looks like you'll have grandkids before marriage.
That would mean that you'd be
you're
born.
You're old.
So that would mean that you'd be born 1958.
That's correct.
Okay, because my stepmom actually is 1959, and so her I know
she's
her.
She's perfect for you.
Her past life.
Wait
planet,
a minute,
be a younger man.
Your grandma is 59 years.
Stepmom.
Well, my
grandma. Thank you. Very much.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I thought, God, I'm really old.
No,
thanks,
my stepmom and my dad are 10 years apart. So my dad's 1949, my stepmom's 1959. Mm. So you would be born 1958, which would mean that your past life planet actually would be in Aries. So the reason why I ask is I'd have to look it up to make sure it hasn't gone already into...
Off the chart.
By this time.
You're
so
in the window.
So literally, off the chart.
Right, so basically, I'm pretty sure that your past life planet would be the same as my stepmom's, and that would probably be a past life Aries and a north node Libra. And if that's the case, then that would mean that here you came into this whole lifetime actually to learn about partnership, to learn about what it's like to be in a balanced union, to give to yourself instead of being so independent, but giving to the right partner, you know, with wisdom, mm-hmm. so that you can go into a union that is healthy. Because I think in the past, like you're a Virgo, you like to do things for people, you show your love by actions, and you like to do acts of service for people, and you love to help and be needed. And so I think that sometimes you've been involved in partnerships where you give too much, but then other times you have partnerships where you're very aloof and you didn't want to give so much of yourself because you didn't want to sacrifice your independence. So you're,
that's right.
For you, it's about finding that balance. And I would say that really learning about relationships and even marriage in this lifetime is your life purpose. And a lot of times people who have that planetary placement means that either you have more than one marriage or you have one marriage but later in life. Mm. So I would say that, you know, that's something that you've
been
learning
about. You're alone for the rest
about.
Of your life. This life, at least.
You're right. I'm ready to give it to the right partner. You're right. But you know what? Maybe that is the lesson I'm supposed to learn in this particular life, and that is relationships.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
And you're right, because in any relationship, it's got to be equal. It's got to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. And usually it's 60-40, 65-35, 80-20, whatever that is. It's off balance, so it's not going to work.
Right.
In short term, maybe, but certainly not in the long run. So it's finding that equal partner, and maybe, you're right, maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you should never give up because things happen later in life as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, there were times in my life when, not necessarily in relationships, but where I felt, you know, that's it. It's never going to work out. I'm a failure, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then, but you got to stick around, you know. You got to hope that it's going to get better, you know. And maybe it's not in your journey to, you know, to have any serious relationships until later in life,
right.
You know. And so that's why, you know. You know, I just say don't ever give up, you know, and especially to Sherry here.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, Sam,
no, because she's dying to find someone, and you will.
No, I'm not dying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Excited.
She's on her deathbed, folks.
No, excited.
I've been single so long, but I have done so much, I mean, like self-work and self-discovery and you know, spirituality, you know, learning all this, and I think what's happening now is that I'm at the place where I'm just like, okay, like here I am, I've arrived, I feel great, and now I want to like share it with somebody. But I'm also really patient, mm-hmm. and I'm also really open. Like I've learned in the last year to like not be attached to any outcomes. Mm. You know what I mean? Like to,
it's important to do that.
Yeah, like to just be open and I listen and I follow and I really feel like I'm on the right path and I'm really like honestly like know that it'll happen when it'll happen. Like
of course.
Feel that.
You're going to have a baby in 6 years.
Okay, that's not on the journey.
Too much information.
No. That's the one thing that I say that I don't need. And then everyone says, yeah. When
later. Okay. 6 years.
The
I
only
don't want to go cry now.
You know, we all look at our lives and say, any regrets? And I, you know, and I have to say that I've been in some wonderful relationships. I've been with some absolutely fantastic women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look back and I go, you know, if those women were in my life, not altogether, but if those women were, although that's a great fantasy.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't feel you need to get married.
Yeah. If any of those women were in my life today, boom, married.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Because they were fantastic. Mm. But you're young and you're
they
stupid
right
and you're playing around. Well, it wasn't the right. They were the right girl. It was the wrong time.
Right. But which then makes it the right time.
But you can never go back. And so.
But that doesn't mean now that if those women were in your life that it would be right because you're a different person now than you were then. You know what I mean? Like
That's true.
Yeah.
It was exactly the way it should be.
Yeah.
But having that. I have experienced that real love,
mm-hmm.
and I
yeah.
know it's out there,
absolutely.
And that's the exciting thing.
Absolutely,
is to go. I've experienced it. I know how wonderful that mm-hmm. is, and it makes it easy to not jump into a relationship
right.
because I know if it's not, I know what it is.
Yeah,
and if
exactly.
it's not there, I'm not gonna jump into a relationship for what?
To pretend,
you know, this boyfriend girlfriend thing.
Right.
When you know it's out there, then you know what, you know, you're looking for. Like, I used to just get into, you know, pseudo relationships with just because I wanted to have a boyfriend so badly. And now, like, as I get older, it's so much easier to look at someone and be like, nope, not it, and not feel that desperation that you have to be with them, you know?
Yeah.
And I keep meeting men in my life, like, whether they're friends or not. Like, I feel like I keep getting closer, you know, because everyone's, like, amazing that I'm meeting now. But there's always that one little thing that might be missing, you know? So it just shows me, for myself, that I'm on, you know, the path.
And it's actually easier when you're dating because you go, you don't have to waste the time,
right?
You know, and keep dating someone. It's not there.
Right. I mean, unless they take you like really great places.
Take you great places.
Hawaii.
You're really good for me right now.
Where are we going next?
I have something to learn from you.
Yeah.
Everything
this is really
for
great for now.
I'm kidding.
So you're saying there's always something missing or not right, right? I mean, do you think we get pickier as we get older?
I don't think there's anything wrong with picky. Like, why should you settle?
Right.
You know, and it depends
it's
on what
life.
Pick depends on what picky is. I think, like, I have a list of pros and cons type thing, and mm-hmm. you're never gonna have anyone that's perfect, but it's what's really important to you that matters.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, my friend like hates smokers and then got so down on himself for not wanting to date a smoker, and he's like, maybe I'm being too picky. I'm like, no, if you hate smokers, then don't date a smoker. You know
exactly.
what I mean? But
yeah.
again, it all depends on what's important to you. If it's, you know, honesty more than, you know, the smoking. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't think there's anyone perfect out there. It's just what's important to you.
Yeah.
You said
yeah.
the right word, Sam, and that is settle.
Mm.
And I think too many couples out there settle because they're
absolutely.
Comfortable. They've been together for 5 years. They're really afraid.
They don't want to be alone.
They don't want to be alone. They're right. afraid to
yeah.
go back out in the world, and it's really not a great place to be dating
right.
these days. It's
That's
it's
why
a lot
divorce.
Tougher than it used to be, and so you get these like I said, these quickie California marriages that don't last, or these marriages that are miserable
mm-hmm.
because they're staying together either for the mm-hmm. kids or whatever, or just out of sheer fear that they don't want to
yeah.
be alone and put themselves back out in the world to be rejected, possibly.
Yeah.
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 And I think if people look at relationships in the wrong way, they look at somebody else. I mean, and I know this is cliche to say, like, to complete them. And I think that's completely wrong, actually,
right.
because
yeah.
you don't need anyone else to fulfill that part of you. You just need someone to complement it. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I can keep turning to you for that, but eventually I'm going to learn that trait on my own because I am going to become an enlightened, fulfilled person. And eventually what you gave me at that one point is not going to be important anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
And,
yeah.
and it suited me for that short period of time. But that's why I feel like you have to be like your full self before you decide to get into a relationship with someone,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Because then you know it's not about, well, this person's doing this for me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why women say someone to complete them, because the one thing they're lacking is financial backing. So they're looking for the guy. He completes me. He is so rich.
So
finally
rich.
Found the guy to complete me.
You know,
MasterCard.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, do you feel you want kids at this point in your life?
You
also?
Know, that's a question I can't really answer if it's the right woman. And
don't worry, Solaris
and
will tell you.
Solaris?
Burst your bubble.
I can actually do a compatibility reading where I can see, like, how you guys have known each other in past lives, how you're compatible in this lifetime, because we can look at admiration, communication, sexual attraction, deep love and passion. You know what your purpose is together with this person, so it's really cool. You really can see how compatible people are like that.
Can I ask you a question? Because I have kind of an upset stomach right now. Am I at least gonna be like with the guy that I'm having a child with, or am I gonna be like he's gonna be my baby daddy? Like I'm gonna be married to him?
Or just stuck with the kid?
I know, I'll send him off with him.
Well, you seem to be a very responsible person. I don't think you'd get yourself into a situation that you wouldn't want to be in.
Right. I'm thinking like back alley abortion. Sorry.
You're like coding, you know. No, I think that you would definitely, you know, be very
happy. I can talk to you like you're a psychic instead of an astrologist.
Yeah, like
I'm
tell
like,
me everything.
So, do you see?
Well, I am a psychic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then so, do you see?
Yeah. No, I see you being very happy with this person.
Can I tell you, God told me I was getting married, but I mean that I was meeting my husband by the end of this year. Not getting married, but actually meeting him. And I'm like, wow, it's October already almost.
Come on, God.
No,
where is he?
Better hurry up.
Show him to me now.
No, that's beautiful.
Maybe they meant the Jewish year. You still get like
the
whole
Chinese New Year.
Sam, bursting bubbles all over the place again.
It's a Chinese New Year.
Why do I come into here? I walk out of here and
someone
slit my wrists.
Jamie, what about you? Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm in a lovely relationship.
Oh, that's why she's smiling.
Yeah.
She's so very happy.
I'm like, why is she so happy?
Yeah.
she's got a guy. Okay, there it is.
I have a lovely relationship and a nice cup of hot chocolate. I'm a happy girl.
Now, is your relationship like mine? It has batteries?
I love you so much.
Now shut up and do your job.
No, he's a wonderful guy. He's very kind. Actually, I feel very lucky because I haven't had a relationship in a very long time where it's been a mutual, like, feelings and attraction, and at the same time someone who treats me really, really well. Because it's always been off balance. It's always been like I like them more than they like me, or I want to be in a relationship with them and they don't want to be in a relationship with me, or you know, they like me but I'm not emotionally ready in that place, you know, because I was hung up on somebody else, you know. So I've never really, it's never been that way. So
two complete people coming together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both not needing anything.
Was it in your chart?
Can you read yourself?
I didn't want to fall in love with this guy, actually, because I was hung up on somebody else.
Hope he's not listening to the show.
No, he knows. No, I didn't.
You told him. You know, you're really not the guy I wanted to be with.
No, but that's
he's
not.
My cousin.
That's not true. No, when I first met him.
His name is Willie.
When I first met him, I wasn't wanting to fall in love. I wasn't wanting to be in a relationship because I was hoping to be with somebody previous who had not wanted to really be in a relationship with me. So I wasn't in that place. But getting to know him on a friend level and working together and then really, like, you know, just meshing so well, it made me fall for him, even against my will. So
oh, wow.
I feel like
he
when...
Sounds Prince like Mackenzie Phillips.
Sounds like a pretty
You could write a book
guy.
Now.
He's charming. He's very kind.
Did you meet him here out in L.A.?
I did, yeah. I met him in L.A.
Really?
So
that's cool.
Good.
So it's pretty new.
It's very new, so it's good. We're both kind of, I think... you know, exploring things, because I've been, you know, whenever you get close to somebody, it's very natural to feel like a bit fear and anxiety, because when it's so perfect, you fear like loss. And so
you're,
I
like
think
waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like,
yeah, it's really
That's
important
Sam.
to go through anyway when you're feeling those fears and anxieties, because it's very natural when you feel really happy with somebody that, you know, you start to have all your wounds and your issues get triggered. And when you're with somebody that's important, it's going to be triggering all of your stuff. So
right.
It's really important to just really, you know, go through that.
Cool.
being open to all experiences in your life and knowing that it's there to teach you something, no matter if it works out or not. Like, it's there for a reason.
Yeah, because it's our responsibility to take care of our own problems, you know, and they can be there and support us, but it's our, like, responsibility to know, oh, that's my wound, that's my issue, you know, instead of, oh, you're doing this to me. Because it's not. They're never doing anything to you. They're always just triggering stuff that's already in you.
Right.
Yeah.
They're a reflection.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think the reason people have problems with relationships is I think we've grown to expect so much from our spouse or partner that, you know, they need to be your mother and your lover and your friend.
Yeah.
And your sister and your daughter and all this stuff.
And they have
and
a life.
Like, yeah, you know, and it's like one person can't be all things to you, you know, but we sort of expect it.
Yeah.
You know? Why do you think beginnings of relationships are so fun? Because there isn't all of that. It's just like getting to know someone and like going and just enjoying your time together. Like people forget how to just have fun together, you know?
Yeah, they do.
And
they
do. You bring home all your issues to the other person and it's just constantly like, this is what's wrong and that's what's wrong, instead of just like, you know, dealing with it and or really not even making anything in your life an issue, you know what I mean? And just being able to share your time together and your experience on this earth, you know, at the time, you know, the small amount of time we have together.
It's always fun in the very beginning, and then when you start to, you know, really learn things about the other person, you're like, ooh. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Can't we just go back to the fun sex and having fun thing?
Yeah. Like, do I actually have to call you afterwards? That's really what you're thinking, Jeff.
I didn't know you had problems when we started. So, I don't know.
I just thought you were into bedroom tricks.
No, but I'm here to say, if a guy doesn't call you back, he's just not that into you.
Okay? Oh.
It's very simple.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. That's actually how I've been learning when I meet guys.
Because believe me, if a guy wants something, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. And also, even if they are that into you and they're not, you know, pursuing the relationship or calling you back or doing whatever, they may be so scared. But if they're so scared, then they're not emotionally ready to be with you either. And that's just the same, because they can love you, but if they don't want a relationship with you, they can still be really, really, really into you, but it's still not good enough for you, because you have to be with someone who's ready to be willing to commit to that partnership.
That's what I tell my friends. My friends all make excuses for other people, you know, and they're like, well, I think he really does like me, but he's just scared of this. I'm like, it doesn't matter. The point is that he's not giving you what you want at this point in your life. You know what I mean? He's not fulfilling, or she's not fulfilling those things for you. So it's accepting people at face value and what they have to offer at that time, and not like dreaming and building people up in your head, you know?
Yeah. A friend of mine is at that point right now. He's been dating this really nice girl, and she's fun, intelligent. She's got a great job. You know, she really is.
It's an okay job, thanks.
It's you know, she's got it all going on, and you know, just the other day she says, you know, we've only been getting together about once or twice a week, and you know, we really need to take it to the next level. You know, it's that conversation, uh-huh. You know, that the guy goes, maybe it's time to pull the plug, or, you know,
maybe I should tell her about my wife
and go for it. You know, there's that moment.
Yeah, there
you
comes
know,
to a point there
that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so where are we?
I think it's important to be able to discuss things like that with your partner. You know, you have to be able to be completely open with them and talk to them about anything. They're supposed to be your sanctuary.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to be, and you know, not afraid to.
Like, why should you be nervous to talk?
Thoughts?
Right. Why would you want to be with someone anyway that you can't like feel that comfortable to be able to say that to them?
Absolutely.
And why shouldn't it be so obvious when you're with that person that it's naturally progressing that you even have to have that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are all just dating the wrong people.
Yes, there you go.
This is coming
there
from someone who's dating nobody.
Yeah, but I think you have a really good head on your shoulders.
Well, honestly, it's from being single for so long and not being wrapped up in it and really like learning about yourself and watching other people in relationships. I've like become an expert.
Yeah.
I know. You wonder about all these experts on dating that never meet anybody. You know?
Yeah, it's they're like, single.
Yeah.
And they're marriage like, counselors.
What can
it's
you
like,
tell
what?
Me about?
How does that work?
Well, they're perfect, giving a perfect example. They're single. They're telling you which way to go.
There you go. And if you're an expert on dating, you got to be dating all the time, you know? So it's not about meeting somebody, maybe. I don't know.
It was funny. When I was in college, I took a marriage course. Mm-hmm. And it was taught by two guys that were both divorced. So it's like, what?
A marriage course.
And then
how
you
did
wonder
you
why
to
you've
be a
never
professor?
Been married. Yeah. You obviously
tell
have
me what we don't, we shouldn't do,
I think a lot of people like put too much emphasis on longevity of a relationship, because I think it, relationship should be the duration that it is. It shouldn't be stretched and or cut short based upon, you know, different things. I think that it should be what it is. And, you know, if it's 2 years or if it's the whole lifetime, that's beautiful. But people shouldn't, like you say, settle and stay in a relationship that shouldn't be extended just for the sake of that.
Right. And I think
just
a lot
for the
of relationships
sake of extension.
Are like that. Yeah. I think a lot of relationships are like that. You
they
know,
are.
I mean, people stay way too long in them, you know, when they. They're
absolutely.
Over.
And they both know it is.
And I would
but they won't admit it.
And I would rather know. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone who's settling to be with me just because they are too scared or too, like, indecisive to break it off with me. It's like, please do me the favor and be honest with yourself and with me, you know?
Exactly. Right. Well, that's because people don't want to go through, like, the heartbreak. You know, they don't want to deal with, you know, they put all this, you know, into somebody, which is why I say don't, you know, be attached to outcomes and things like that. Haven't you ever noticed, like, in your own life when you worry about something or, no, actually, when something happens and you feel like you're never going to get through it, like after a breakup or something, and like years down or however long it takes you, you realize like that happened for like the best reason.
Absolutely.
So like my thing on life is that I say, why even have to go through that suffering? Just remember how you felt. Like, you know, it's going to be okay.
Right.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? Just skip that
is.
Hole in between, because it always works out for the best. Always.
That's
yeah.
true.
You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
So like, why spend a single minute of your life being upset and stressing over things when you know at the end it works out exactly the way it should be?
Because it feels good. It
okay,
feels good to feel like shit.
Feelings, nothing more than.
That's why I go to that's why I go to Chick-fil-A.
Feelings,
yeah.
I do to suffer, because I'm happy all the time. So I go to see movies just to cry and like feel bad for that minute. And then I walk out. And I'm like, okay, I'm good.
You know what's interesting? I you know, obviously I'm a guy and I like the action pictures, and I really don't like the love stories.
Whatever sci-fi.
But the really really good ones, you know, that appeal to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You walk out, you're really uplifted, because
you
see the love between these two, and you see it working out in the end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really, you're walking out of the theater going, gosh, I remember how good that felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is out there. I know it is.
It gives you hope.
Right. It gives you hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until you see the couple across the way screaming at each other.
You, mother!
Yeah.
But movies make any relationship look great. It's all, like, set to music.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's right. It's
beautiful.
Like, honey, we need our own theme. You know, where's the music?
Yeah.
When did the music die?
You know, that's actually very beautiful. Like, if you do have a song with, like, your partner, like, you know, you have a song together, and you're feeling like you guys are fighting a lot, there's a lot of tension, put on the song and just dance to it. It, like, really brings you back to remember, like, the love that you guys have.
Right. And what if you really hate them, though?
Put on an angry song. No.
Put on
That's
Alanis
called
Morissette.
The hate song, Sam.
Old Alanis.
Well, so that's cool. Are you going back to Miami to visit anytime soon?
I'm probably going to go back after Christmas.
Yeah?
So, yeah, to
cool.
say hi and take care of some stuff there. So it's good.
But you're staying here.
We have to see what happens with the boyfriend.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to stay here.
Yeah.
No, I want to stay here.
You're the reason for her being.
Yeah.
No, but it's just, you know, I mean, for me, my greatest motivation is romantic love,
yeah.
especially at this phase in my life. I mean, I don't have children, and, you know, my career is
I'll give you mine
hobby,
in 6 years.
Right? But, you know, it's like, so for me, my heart goes to what relationships are, because that's I mean, I write about it, I sing about it, I live it,
yeah.
I love to counsel it. I mean, that's what I love, and that's what I'm fixated on. I love, you know, romantic love. And so, you know, that's a big determining factor for me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I mean, obviously, like, I would be happy.
So you would stay because of the guy, even if you didn't want to stay here?
Well, L.A. has amazing things for me, of
right,
course. I wouldn't
exactly.
want to stay in some
but
random
I think that's what
place.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what she's saying, though, that's her passion. Like, some people, like,
it
me,
is.
This is first,
yeah.
that, like, love is her passion,
it
you know?
Is. It really is my top priority, yeah. because some people, they do. They move for work. They mm-hmm. move for family. Why not move for love?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, to me, the
that's
best
the ultimate,
reason
yeah.
ever to move. I mean,
yeah.
but... You know, I'd be happy in Florida. I'd be happy in California. I'd be happy in Boston, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's who you're with, really.
Yeah.
And what you do.
And I'd be happy in a castle in France, you know, just saying.
Yeah. So, boyfriend, if you're listening to her, yeah. She needs a castle in France.
What woman wouldn't be singing if she had a castle in France?
But keep it in mind.
I am so happy. I like picturing like the Sound of Music and like, you're like on the hills twirling.
Yeah. That'd be the second musical.
Okay. Yeah. When is this musical out? Or?
I'm going to be submitting it to some people within the week, which is good. It's just being copywritten right now.
Right on. Are there any parts for non-singers?
Yeah, there are. There are I'm definitely.
Like, yeah, they're called rappers.
I can rap. You want to hear my beatbox?
Yeah. Actually, maybe there might be able to be a part for you, maybe.
We'll
That'd
talk.
Be cool. That'd be good.
Yeah,
that'd be
enough with the parts already, okay? Everybody needs a part in this town, you know?
Can I do a quick plug
for
my show, Sam?
Sure.
I know we're running out of time here. If you haven't listened to my show out there, Sundays from 4 to 5 p.m. on L.A. Talk Radio, focuses on the genres of science fiction, fantasy, and horror, check out last week's show. I had Flint Dilly on, who's in upstate New York right now for a new internet series called Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Really?
A big shout out to James Cawley and everybody in Albany, New York. James previously did a show called New Frontiers, Phase 2. Mm-hmm. It's a Star Trek show where it's really the original Star Trek with Captain Kirk and Spock.
Oh, really?
And James Cawley plays Kirk. They've replicated the set of the Enterprise and the transporter room and all that down to the detail. Mm. They're actually using fabrics from the original costumes from Star Trek.
Really?
So check it out at newfrontiers.com. Keep an eye out for the new internet series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. We're very excited.
So that's going to be like an internet series or something?
It's going to be an ongoing internet series. And Flint Pilly is a well-known script writer and gaming creator, mm-hmm. a video game creator, and his great-grandfather actually created the Buck Rogers comic strip, which is what everything was based upon. Mm-hmm. So James Cawley has licensed that, and they're doing the retro Buck Rogers. So it's in the takes place in the 1920s with the ray guns and the flying spaceships, and it's very exciting. And they've got present-day technology with CGI effects and makeup and all that mm-hmm. to really make it the best Buck Rogers ever.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Very cool.
Any other stuff to plug?
She's going very cool. You can just see the boredom in her face. Very cool.
But she admires the accomplishments.
I know. I've actually edited myself from saying snooze fest.
Jamie, what do you think?
Very cool.
It's the stars. It's the universe, baby.
No, I do.
It's right up your alley.
It is. It's very exciting. I love it.
I'm getting the feeling she loves everything. I mean, she was smiling. She was she was serious about it, but I think she's one of those positive people.
Yeah, she's just very positive.
Everything is beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I know.
Gotta love that.
Don't these kind of people make you mad sometimes?
Yeah, it's like damn Sherry. It, they're too happy. Why can't I have that happiness in my life?
Yeah, and if I can't, you won't either.
Yeah, let's splash you, make
yeah, that, I will step on you. Here's your happiness, bitch.
Yeah, let me show you what life is really about.
Get out of your bubble. I told you I live in my bubble.
Yeah.
And obviously Solaris has been invited in there several times.
Yay!
So what are you working on now? I mean, do you currently do anything? Are you still recording and stuff like that?
Yeah. Actually, I wrote a couple of French songs for this movie called Holy Rollers. That's mm-hmm. going to be out pretty soon.
And how do you know French?
Oh, well, I speak French because I studied it in school, and uh-huh. I majored in it in college.
And she plans on having a castle there.
Yes. Oh. And, you know, I studied in France. I lived in Aix-en-Provence for a while during college. It was really
fun. That's right. Now I remember. Yep. That's true, yeah. So you have a certain connection to the language and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool.
The culture.
Yeah, I love it. So there was this movie, actually. It's coming out, I would say, probably next year. It's about Jewish rabbis that go to Amsterdam to smuggle ecstasy back into the United States.
I love it.
I love it.
Right.
Yay!
So it's called Holy Rollers. So
like, I love play matzo on balls.
Yeah. It's very cool, right? Matzo balls. Matzo balls seems good.
Oy vey, am I high.
So basically, they needed a song to establish when they go into Europe, and so they commissioned me and another producer, MJ, to actually write some songs in French. So we co-wrote some songs to show and illustrate the transition over to Europe for the film. So
very cool.
That'll be coming out soon.
Cool.
So yeah, so that's pretty fun. Yeah.
Do you speak French?
I do, oui. Je parle français.
Yeah, but of course.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
That's
why. Oui, oui. Can.
I can't say anything in French.
You and me.
That's oui, what oui. Anybody can say. But it's a cool, pretty sensuous language, I think, French, you know? It's really a hard language, though. You know what I mean? The way they spell words and everything. Nothing is spelled the way it sounds, mm-hmm. you know? And I took I took French a couple of years in high school as well.
You did?
Yeah, so I can understand it a little bit, but I can't really speak it.
I can't
you
do
know?
The accent.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's because Spanish was the second language I learned, so any new language I try to learn has a Spanish accent. I can't seem to do it. It's like, it's being a terrible actress, so I can't even do French. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Try Thanks. Spelling Vichy Soir.
That went over my head.
Yeah. Well, Sam was talking about how it's hard to write the language.
Okay, gotcha.
Keep up with us here, honey. Come on.
Occasionally.
Now, Jeff, you also did, I don't know if it's a short film, right, where you're actually like a James Bond type of a character, right?
I did. I did a spoof of Die Another Day. It's uh-huh. called Pray Another Day. I make Bond a Christian super spy.
Oh, my God.
So he's super good. And, I still got the beautiful Bond girls and the evil villains, but uh-huh. he's like... super good, and you know, he drinks bottled water, shaken, not stirred, and the joke in the end is he's in bed with the sexy girl, they have a little kiss, and then they roll over and go to sleep.
Right.
They don't have sex.
That's funny.
So it's a satire. Did you write that one too?
I wrote it, directed, produced it, and starred in it again.
Yeah.
And the character's name is Bond James. It's just Bond James. You don't get a James Bond. You know, it's just Bond James.
Because
I had to change the name. I actually wrote the opening. You know, the Bond movies have this cool theme song.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
me and this composer actually wrote our own Bond theme
really?
Song for it.
Which sounds kind of like
another
the
day.
Same style.
Yeah, and I got this cool. singer that had that Shirley Bassey that big kind of, you know, mm-hmm. female voice that you're used to in those movies, and we knocked it off.
That's cool.
That's cool.
And where can people view that?
Oh, they can actually go to my website, www.jeffrechter.com. Go to my production page. You'll see Fatal Kiss Revamped, which is my vampire film, and Pray Another Day, and it's actually streaming right on the website.
Yeah. That's cool. That's
I should
cool.
put it up on YouTube, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. Everything
could.
On YouTube. Yeah. Everything
millions
on YouTube.
Of people can see it.
Yeah. I just put a trailer or something, then people can come.
That's only 16 minutes. I'll just
YouTube
put the whole
is,
movie up there.
On YouTube, it's
only
always...
Only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's
it's a
why,
10-minute cap.
Yeah, that's why all my video blogs only have 3 up there. Because I talk a lot more than 10 minutes. Yeah,
I like it. I'll cut it down to 10 minutes.
Yeah, but also on YouTube, the quality is terrible, you know? So I don't think you'd want your movie
Actually, that's
it.
True, but a friend just turned me on. I'll have to get back to you on this, but there's a website now where you can upload videos to beautiful production quality, mm-hmm. and then you can then put that on
YouTube.
Really?
And your website and everything else, and it is gorgeous. That's mm-hmm. right, because it's got to be such a small file size on YouTube.
Right.
It usually doesn't look so good.
Yeah, they look terrible. Yeah.
I think it's called IVO or something like that, but anyway, you can
did
actually
you
put up.
Did your name get made fun of as a kid? Because I'm sitting here like a 10-year-old boy. Every time you say your name, I want to be like, Jeff Rectum.
Oh, yeah. Growing up with a last name like Rector. Yeah, I never heard that one.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's a new one.
I know. That's why I've kept it in all this time, but I can't hold it anymore. I'm like, Jeff yeah. Rectum.
She's not happy.
No,
that's what I had. Yeah.
Jeff Rectum, who talks about Uranus quite a bit.
That's right.
Pluto in my anus.
Pluto in my anus.
And it all comes back around to the anus.
Yeah.
Good thing I was a well-adjusted, confident kid.
Right.
So I didn't faze
me. Yeah, you're like, yeah, I have
me.
A rectum. So do you.
Eat my rectum, bitch.
I know. Kids are really cruel, huh?
They are.
When it comes
they
to
are.
Names, I know.
I used to, in school, I would walk by and they'd be like, boom, boom, boom.
Really?
Yeah, like an earthquake.
Really?
Yeah, oh, no.
Terrible.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Oh, no. I used to have pennies thrown at me for being Jewish. Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's why I'm so well adjusted.
Yeah, obviously. Totally screwed up.
It was either like cry or become positive.
Yeah. That's okay. People would make fun of me for being too positive.
Yeah, I still get that.
Like, oh, yes. What a horrible thing. What a horrible thing to deal with.
What are you talking about? The two of you have done it the whole show.
There's Miss Positive.
Positive Polly.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
I get it, too. All over Facebook.
Positive. At what age did you realize you were so positive?
I don't really know. They just kind of teased me from the way that I spoke, because I still say, and I probably do still say like a lot. So they'd be like, yeah, like, you know. They would be, I don't know, teasing me like that. But now I'm in California, and it's
common.
And
you can.
Now,
and
you sound like everybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so true.
You fit finally fit right in.
It's perfect now. Yeah, and they would skip down the hallways, because I would always be late to class, so I would always run, but then I would feel stupid running, so I would kind of walk. So then it was like this kind of like running, walking thing, which you look just like skipping, because I felt stupid. So they would always like skip down the hallway as they passed me, like making fun of me and stuff. So I'm like, all right.
Why is she so positive?
Right. Oh, well.
I think that's fantastic, folks.
Jeff, why don't you go ahead and plug your show once again?
Wow, it's a lot of plugging going on.
Yeah, a lot of plugging. Well, that's what the radio is about, right?
Listen to the woman who said, get ass tweak earlier.
Ass leak.
Ass leak. Yes. A lot of plugging going on. It's called Out There every Sunday from 4 to 5.
Okay.
Science fiction, fantasy, and horror called Out There. Go to the website. You can listen to all 56 of my previous shows.
Right. And you get some great guests, too, and stuff, you know. He got several actors that were in your movie, and you got the guy that did the Silver Surfer, I remember. And
Doug Jones.
Right.
He's also Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movies.
Right. So, yeah, I mean.
The women are looking at me with this blank stare. Yeah. Like, who was that? What
was
movie?
He in The Notebook? Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Jeff loves parties, of course. You just sent me I got an invitation to the Playboy Mansion, right?
Nice.
From Jeff. And I'm going, wow, wait a minute. This can't be like an open party. And then I see, yeah, minimum of $1,000 up to $10,000
totally.
For donations or whatever. And I'm like, yeah.
It just makes you feel wanted for a moment.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys willing to pay $1,000 to party up at the mansion. And actually, a quick plug for that, October 31st,
mm-hmm.
we're having the big Playboy Mansion party, costume
Halloween.
Party.
Wow.
And it's benefiting the Wounded Warriors Project.
Mm-hmm. Aw, see, it's
so it's actually a charitable function, and the tickets are tax deductible.
Right.
Because it is a charity, and I got to tell you, the Playboy Mansion parties are the best, and the Halloween is the best. They decorate the entire grounds. Mm. They've taken one of the guest houses and turned it into a walk-through haunted house.
Right.
That's better than any of these. You pay $10.
They do the best parties. I used to watch Girls Next Door. Like, it was the best party there.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun. So, again, you can go to Jeff Rector at jeffrector.com. Email me if you're interested in a ticket. Again, it's for the Wounded Warrior Project, and it's a charity, and it's a good cause, and have a lot of fun.
Awesome. And plug this thing again.
Gano XL, the Gano Mushroom, to make me look so young. Feel great. Go to replaceyourpay.com. And they've got videos from Fox News and a whole report on the history of the mushroom and how it's healthy and why it's healthy and why you should be taking it.
Sounds good. Awesome. Well, I'm going to check into it because I need to be as healthy as possible.
You look good.
I'm planning to.
You look great, Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much.
For
thank
60.
You.
We already went over this.
There you go.
And can I say one thing?
Sure.
Every day is a day. I think every day is a day of gratitude. And I just actually wanted to thank the listeners for this past week. No, I honestly have gotten so many amazing emails from people and like feeling, making me feel really welcome to the show and like just some really, really nice things that people have written. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to do that.
Absolutely. We're all in gratitude today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jamie, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you, for having me.
Why don't you plug your website again so people can go and get some readings and stuff?
Yes. It's www.fairy, FAIRY, astrology.com. And yes, feel free to see my musical when it comes out. Oh, you can get my CD. It's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Solaris Music. So.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And you guys heard her sing here earlier. You just missed it right before
damn it.
That. Yeah. But at any rate,
we
are at the end of the show.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Great show today. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thank
Jamie,
you, Sam.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
We'll see you, of course, to you, Sherry.
Thank you.
For being here. It wouldn't be possible without you.
And, I want to say one quick plug for you, Sam.
Sure.
You started this station almost 2 years now.
Yes,
we're going
almost
on
2 years.
Yeah. You've built it up. There's two channels now of hosts. If you guys haven't checked out LATalkRadio.com, listen to all the shows, check it out. He's got a great group of hosts, and you
yes.
really got a great thing going. God bless you, Sam.
It's
yeah,
a family.
Good job, Sam.
It's a family. Thank you
awesome.
So much. And we'll
Have
see you all
day.
Tomorrow.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.